Well, I think after months of bipartisan negotiation, we are finally on the cusp of passing a new farm bill. And Minnesotans should realize that this bill is a significant piece of legislation that touches the life of really every person every day in Minnesota and around the country. There are very important provisions here that will help new and beginning farmers get going, provisions that I worked on to expand rural broadband and to support renewable energy, which is rural energy in Minnesota. And maybe even as important, this bill is a real model of bipartisanship, what we are able to accomplish together with Republicans and Democrats for the good of rural America, for the good of nutrition programs, for the good of conservation. For the good of our farmers and ranchers and food producers is really a good thing.
And you were very instrumental in the broadband provision that has made it into the final version of the bill that's going to be voted on here this coming week. If you could maybe just tell me again, why is that so important for folks in greater Minnesota and in rural areas throughout the United States?
I led efforts to get affordable, reliable broadband included and support for affordable, reliable broadband included in this farm bill. This is a basic matter of economic opportunity for people who live in rural America and rural Minnesota. If you're not connected to the internet, then you're not connected to the 21st century economy. Your jobs don't work, your education doesn't work, your healthcare doesn't work. It's fundamentally important. It's just like flipping the switch to turn the lights on. It's that central to the way our economy works. And it, to me, is just not fair that people who live in rural parts of the country in Minnesota don't have the same opportunities as people who live in more populous areas. So including the Community Connect program in the Farm Bill is an important step. It's not the only step we need to take, but it's really an important step forward.
One of the obstacles here earlier in the process was food stamps and provisions for food stamps. Where did that end up in this version of the bill?
This bill includes a strong nutrition program, and it's important to remember that this nutrition program helps make sure that kids and our grandparents have access to the food that they need. The nutrition programs that we reauthorize in the Farm Bill are, there are apparently up to 15 million households with over 40 million people around this country who live in households where they're not sure where their next meal is going to come from. And so people in Minnesota who work on these issues and farmers and ranchers came together and said, we really need to make sure the nutrition programs stay strong in this bill. And they did.
What's your confidence level that it will pass in the House and Senate and be signed into law by the end of the year?
I'm very confident this will be signed into law and passed by both in the House and the Senate. The Senate and the House will be taking it up, I believe, this week, and then it'll go to the President to sign, and I feel very confident. It's an important step. There's been so much uncertainty in farm country over the last year with these tariffs and low prices, and this will provide some important certainty as farmers and ranchers look towards the next year and start to plan their jobs and their businesses.